Consumer advocates say more than 10,000 fatalities each year are attributed to vehicles rolling over. They claim the current standards for roof strength are not adequate. Automakers disagree. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When a vehicle rolls over during an accident, it's the roof that often takes a beating. Because of that, federal safety regulators have guidelines to determine whether a vehicle can withstand at least its own weight during a rollover. It's known as the roof crush standard, and it was set 30 years ago for cars that weighed 6,000 pounds or less. In the early 1990s, the government extended the standard to include SUVs, minivans, and pickup trucks. Clarence Ditlow, the executive director of the Center for Auto Safety, says the problem is that so many of those vehicles are much heavier than cars. But instead of toughening the standard, when they go over the 6,000-pound limit, they're simply exempt.
For example, when a sport utility vehicle rolls over, if the vehicle is full-size SUV, it doesn't have to meet a roof strength standard.
Ditlow says the extra weight of a big SUV is more likely to crush a roof than a passenger car. He's calling for tougher roof crush standards, particularly for SUVs, because they're more prone to flip over. Other consumer advocates have also been lobbying for better testing for roof crush and tougher enforcement of the guidelines.
Even if you can't always prevent a rollover, you should design the vehicle knowing it's going to roll over. So you design it so the roof doesn't crush in, as they now do.
Joan Claybrook, the president of Public Citizen, says automakers could include more padding on the roof, increase the strength of the steel, and improve the windshield designs. Claybrook says incorporating these changes would cost very little money.
And if you told most consumers, that's what we can provide you, and it's going to cost you an extra $75 in your car, you think anyone's going to say no? Of course not.
Many manufacturers agree that it wouldn't cost much to make the roof stronger, but argue the extra weight would decrease already low gas mileage and have minimal effect on reducing the number of rollover fatalities. Bob Lang, director of safety integration at General Motors, says it's too easy for safety critics to point a finger at a vehicle's roof strength.
Such analyses are virtually always much too simplistic. They do not at all accommodate the safety research that has already been done on topics like this. And in other words, they pretty much ignore science.
Lang cites research showing that 80% of the deaths in rollover accidents result from people being thrown from the vehicle because they're not wearing their seatbelts. Priya Prasad, who's with Ford's Safety Research Program, says there's no correlation between increasing the thickness of the metal on the roof and reducing injuries. Instead, Prasad says automakers are constantly improving designs to help increase strength, particularly the pillars coming down from the roof that form around the doors.
They are designed with sheet metal, but the shape is more important because within that shape there are reinforcements that are put into these pillars to increase the strength.
For several years now, federal safety regulators have been talking about changing the roof crush standard for heavier vehicles and may solicit public comments on a new rule soon. That would be the first step in toughening a safety standard designed for vehicles built in the 1970s. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.